Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Thursday, the 23rd of January. Coming up, fears a gym club could be made homeless. The PE teacher taking on an epic challenge in memory of his brother, and how reading is being made more fun for children on the Kent coast. But first up today, more than 1,000 people have signed a petition calling for a dog to be returned to its Cranbrook owner after it was seized and declared a banned exit. Bully. Police took the animal away following what they've said was an anonymous tip-off. Owner Zach Green adopted the pet, who's called Tevin, believing it to be a Mastiff Cross. And he's well known to customers at Mr. Green's tattoo parlour. Well, police do not use DNA tests to assess whether a dog is an XL bully. Instead, they use the dog's physical characteristics. Lucy's previously spoken to Maidstone dog trainer Lauren Sharkey about just how difficult it is to identify the animals.
The hard thing about the ban is that XL Bully is not a specific breed. It's a type of dog, and that's what the law is. It's a type. So any dog that fits those specific measurements could theoretically come under that. So whether they are genetically what you want to call XL Bully or anything like that, we don't know, because again, some dogs could fit it, some may not. So you may have more that fit into that than just the XL Bully type, if that makes sense. We do have a lot of bull breeds in this country. People do love them. They are great dogs. And I think a lot of owners may have struggled with restrictions, or maybe implementing those restrictions in the way that the law has asked them to. And again, maybe some owners did not realise that their dog fell under that, again, because we have this measurement thing, and certain people may think that the dog fits those measurements, some other people may not. So it is a really, really tough law, I think, for owners and for everybody kind of in the industry as well.
What would an owner do if they have not applied to sort of register this dog because they don't think it is an XL bully, and then maybe they're reported if they're out and about without a muzzle or something like that, and then it ends up being seized?
I think the best thing to do is contact sort of a specialist dog solicitor. So there are a few of those around. That sounds a little bit weird, but there are a few companies around. A really great one is called Dog Law. So you can contact those and get some. I think it's best to get legal help sooner rather than later to understand sort of your options and things like that. Obviously, if a dog is seized, the police are going to do what they want to do, but it's important to get that legal help in there so you understand what you can and what you can't do, what your options are going forward. Obviously, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really give legal advice and things like that. But of course, we just want to make sure that if we're kind of sure in any way, you can have a look at kind of the measurements online, sort of measure your dog up. You can ask your vet to help you with that as well, to see if they do fit. And if you are a bit unsure, then it's best to kind of, as again, stick to those restrictions just to avoid that happening. But again, yeah, always kind of get legal help there. Can't stress that enough before doing anything if something like that does happen to you.
XL bullies were banned at the end of December 2023. And we've had this statement from Kent Police.
On Tuesday, January 14th, officers seized a suspected dangerous animal from an address in Cranbrook. The dog was sent to an assessment centre, which confirmed it to be an XL bully. The owner has been notified of the results and will be interviewed before being passed to the courts.
Now, at the end of July last year, there were just under 2,000 XL bullies registered in Kent. Owners with exemption certificates must keep the dog at a registered address, take out third-party liability, have the animal microchipped and keep them muzzled and on a lead in public. Owners of unregistered XL bullies face up to 6 months in jail and or an unlimited fine.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a woman's died following a crash in Headcourt. Emergency crews were called to the high street after a car collided with a bollard just before midday yesterday. A woman in her 80s died at the scene. It's believed the driver suffered a medical episode at the wheel. An investigation underway following an alleged sex attack in Margate. A man's told police it happened as he walked on the promenade between the Lido and Newgate Gap on Tuesday night. Detectives have been carrying out inquiries at the scene. The suspect's said to be in his early 20s. A Marden man who tried to stop a child reporting the abuse they'd suffered has been jailed. Michael Newman told his victim they were in a special relationship after targeting them in April 2023. This is the moment he was arrested.
Time is 23:54. I'm arresting on suspicion of sexual assault. You don't have to say anything, but it may harm the defence if you're not mentioned when questioned, something which you later rely on court.
The 58-year-old from Seymour Drive admitted offences and has been locked up for 7 years and 2 months. Three asylum seekers who died when their boat sank as it crossed the Channel to Kent were unlawfully killed, according to a coroner. The dinghy was carrying 44 people when it capsized off the coast of Dungeness in December 2022. Two of the men who died were students from Guinea. The third has never been identified. Now, next today, bosses of a Kent gymnastics club fear they could be made homeless if plans to close a sports centre go ahead. East Kent Acro Gymnastics use a sports hall at Tides Leisure Centre in Deal 3 times a week. But the hall is due to shut from April until the start of 2026 for £20 million refurbishment work. Our reporter Leanne Castle has been chatting to coaches Charlotte Lurcock and Kelly Siadatan.
It's a shame, and there's so many kids here that love gymnastics, and it'd be a real shame to try and find another alternative, because obviously we'd love to, but it's not as easy as what some people think. Some people think we could just go join another club or anything, but we do specialist gymnastics, and obviously require certain different
requirements,
and we've got 40 years worth of gymnast experience and all sorts, and it's not something you can just pick up and move.
And you meet 3 times a week, don't
yep.
you? So
yeah.
That's obviously quite a lot as well. So, you're going to need a space that's going to be quite flexible for you.
Exactly.
So the best case scenario is that they review it and you stay.
Exactly, yeah, definitely. Because obviously it's not just us. Although we did know, obviously, the swimming pool was closing, but we didn't think it would be closing so soon. We thought that it would be closed and then the new build would start, not closing, and then everything being left to rack and ruin for a year or so. We were told that this place wasn't being touched, so we just assumed they'd be making a new entrance. And I'd even spoken to people that work here about the idea that they had of making a new entrance at the top of the stairs so that tennis and sports hall could still be accessed, even if the swimming pool closed. So they had spoken about it.
Obviously, last week it was looking very grim. It was, this is closing, this is happening. Now they've called it in to be reviewed. Does that give you any hope at all, or are you still, is it still very much...
I do think there's hope, just because I think there's a lot of people behind us, but also behind the whole thing. It's not just us, it's the tennis that goes on, it's the aerobics that goes on, it's the badminton that goes on. So it's not just about us as gymnastics, it's about all of the users of Deal that come and use this facility that are just going to be looking at a building that's not going to be used for 2 years. So actually making a decision, rather than it just being empty, still use it until the decision's made to actually start the works. Because you've got so many, we've got gymnasts from like 4 years old up to 19 that train here. So that's a big age range that we have. And to then all of a sudden say that they can't train, we've got one last competition that we don't know where we're going to be housed in for our April competition. So we're kind of in limbo, really.
It's the mental health and the well-being of the kids as well. So a lot of the parents spoke to me and they're like, I've not told my daughter yet because I just don't know what's going to happen. They come here to relax, they come here to have fun, do something they enjoy that... Yeah, it has structure to it, it has commitment, but it's a fun way of doing it and letting them let off steam. And obviously that's our case in gymnastics, but obviously like everybody else with the tennis and the aerobics, and it's all about people's well-being rather than kind of it as a sports hall in terms of making money. It's literally to help the community and how we feel.
More than 800 people have signed a petition urging a rethink. Opposition councillors have also called in the decision, so it will be reviewed.
Kent Online reports.
A former Gravesend teacher who was caught chatting to someone he thought was a young girl has been banned from the profession. Thomas Page, who was also known as Thomas Watson, was actually speaking to an undercover police officer. A 37-year-old from New Hythe Lane in Larkfield and who worked at White Hill Primary School was given a suspended jail term in 2023. Now, a warning's been issued if you keep chickens because a case of bird flu has been found right near the Kent border. A protection zone has been set up around a site in Rye in East Sussex. The 10-kilometre surveillance zone also covers some Kent villages. Owners are being urged to register their birds. There's a warning, it's going to get very windy on the Kent coast today. Forecasters have got a yellow alert in force until 6 tonight and say gusts could reach 60 miles per hour. That's all ahead of another warning for tomorrow, covering the whole of the county thanks to Storm Eowyn. Now, a Medway PE teacher is preparing for an epic challenge to run more than 40 miles and do a full day's work, all in memory of his brother. John Cooper wants to encourage all of us to be more active after his brother died from a heart attack at the age of just 43. He'll be running from his home in Faversham to the Howard School in Raynham tomorrow and back again. John's been chatting to Leon.
Could you explain a little bit about why you're doing what you're doing?
Yeah, of course. So basically about 4 years ago this weekend, my brother unfortunately passed away of a heart attack, just out of the blue. And so it's been a few years, obviously, sort of just trying to deal with it and thinking what I could do. I've done charity things in the past. And in all honesty, I think a lot of it is I didn't want to ask for money off people. I was more thinking it's actually way more important to get people active. So I came up with the idea that I'm going to do a big challenge for me, which is the running the 43 miles in a day and doing a day's work. And instead of asking for people's money, I've been encouraging everyone to get active. If they can do the 43 miles, brilliant. The idea being obviously prevention's better than cure, you know? So yeah, that's kind of where it all came from. So the idea is everyone tries to do as many miles as they can in January, and I try and do the big one. And then ideally people just donate a pound, but people have been donating more, which is great. But yeah, it's more about raising the awareness and getting people active, more so than the actual money itself.
Why have you decided to complete this challenge during the week, during a work day, as opposed to maybe a day where you could dedicate more time to it?
Yeah, so well, part of it was it's the anniversary. So it was kind of like, it might sound a bit strange, but obviously tomorrow is like the day my brother died. So like, sorry, this Friday that I'm doing it is the day before he died. So I think a bit more personal. I haven't really gone into that with many people, but it's like, look, if we keep active, then tomorrow might have been different. You know, like that in my head, it's like if everyone was active, if my brother had been more active and healthier, maybe that next day wouldn't have actually happened. And also, I think one of the biggest reasons people say they don't do exercise is they don't have time. So I know I'm going to an extreme, but I'm kind of sort of trying to show that you can make time. You have to make time, you know, whether it's doing a little 20 minutes before work. But obviously, the idea is if I'm doing a lot of exercise and doing a day's work, people can squeeze in 10, 20 minutes.
So with that in mind, what is the benefit that you're hoping this will have on the lives of the people engaging with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully people stay more active. Like, again, it's not just donate money and then be done with it. I've had loads of people get in touch this month being like, oh, John, I've been doing all these walks, doing all these hikes. I'm loving it. Like really getting my exercise up. I hope I continue it. And that's the whole point. People getting into things maybe they've not done before, starting running, starting walking, starting some squash or doing anything. So, yeah, hopefully it encourages people to actually be more active going forward, and both for physical and mental health. You know, go for a walk with your friend, just have a chat and a catch up.
As you heard there, John's also raising money for the British Heart Foundation.
Kent Online reports.
If you head over to the website, you can see what Kent's only casino could look like after it was given permission for an upgrade. The Grosvenor at Westwood Cross will have new signage, lighting and cladding. The venue in Broadstairs opened in 2008, creating 100 jobs. Elsewhere, previously unseen pictures have revealed what a theme park in North Kent could have looked like. It comes just days after the company behind London Resort on the Swanscombe Peninsula was put into liquidation by the High Court. The images at Kent Online show a Paddington in Peru area and Ghostbusters themed ride. Now, children in Dover and Deal are being encouraged to read for fun so they don't miss out on opportunities when they're older. Schools are being visited for special half-hour lessons that get youngsters reading theatrically out loud. Two-thirds of children achieve the expected standard of reading by the end of Key Stage 2, but it's hoped that could get even higher. And these special lessons are the brainchild of the area's MP, Mike Tan.
We did our first visits on Friday, and it was probably my favourite day so far as an MP, and also most challenging because of the questions from the kids. I think some of them would make fantastic journalists. So tap into reading, a bit of a play on words there, so I apologise for that, a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But what we're doing here is something really important, and it is around breaking down those barriers to opportunities. And we see a lot of kids just not enthused about reading. And to be quite honest, as a kid, I was one of them, and I'd rather be out, playing football. And that these days, that's often been replaced with playing the Xbox. So what we're trying to do is bring a bit more fun. So we're touring the primary schools, and it's a half an hour lesson where we go through how to read theatrically, essentially. And then that turned into a very short performance from the kids. And so far, it's been real fun and actually quite funny at times. And then this will all end in May at a local theatre where each school will select a number of kids to come along, do their performance, and then there'll be a panel of judges. And it's not going to be, you know, some sort of harsh win-lose. It's a little softer than that. But what it's doing is it's getting the kids enthused. And already on, so the first visits were on Friday. On Saturday, I was actually running surgeries, as we do many, many weeks. And I met some of the parents. The kids had gone home and they were talking about it. And that made me really happy. So yes, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, what, give us a bit of an idea as to what literacy levels are like in your constituency and why this was kind of forefront at the start of your career as an MP to kind of push this message home.
We're looking around 62% leaving primary schools at the level that they should be. And it's not too bad, but it could be better. I think that's around the national average. And the reason that I've taken to this is because I've spoken to so many people who have told me that it's that reading and that enthusiasm as a young age that set them up for life. And I have to say, as someone who wasn't a big reader as a kid, growing up, it has become a larger part of my life. And actually, it was one of the books that I read, which was a biography type book with a bit of fiction thrown in around the military, that actually set me on the path that I wanted to go on in the military. So it's so very influential. And I found that book in the library at a community centre where I was running a surgery just a few weeks ago. So I bought it for 60 pence that they're selling it for. So you know, it does have that impact. And people, a lot of people have these stories to tell around reading. So it's just getting kids enthusiastic about it. Some aren't going to, you know, come on board with this and be as enthusiastic as others, but it may well open doors.
And what about reading out loud, Mike? Because that's huge for self-confidence. It's something that perhaps a lot of children feel very nervous about, particularly if they're not an overly confident reader. But how can that change a young person?
You're so right. That confidence with public speaking and speaking in front of small crowds or large crowds can actually hold people back all through their lives. It might even be a meeting at work where they don't feel confident enough with just three or four people to say what they want to say, and so they wait till after and the opportunity is missed. So just standing up in front of your friends with each other, having a laugh, acting a little bit and delivering these speeches could help people in future life. And that's why I'm really excited about it.
And some more education news to end off today. A primary school in Maidstone that was branded inadequate by Ofsted just over a decade ago has now been given an outstanding rating. Inspectors visited Lee Academy Molehill in December and praised the ambition of staff as well as pupils' behaviour. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website today, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription. Don't forget to check out today's latest Eat My Words food review, and we'll be back with the podcast tomorrow.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.